John, have I still got you?
Yes, you do.
Yeah, that's good. I just wanted to make sure I didn't lose you. All right. This is the very first of our perpetual learning series. Actually, we've been doing this for years and years and years, but we kind of let it go away for a while and didn't have these sessions. You know, in the early days, what we did, John, was we sat down and we had all kinds of hot seat things, and we had terrific people from all over the world calling in and discussing their projects and stuff like that. But the real purpose of this edition of the Perpetual Learning Series is to introduce some of the amazing people that are going to be at JV Alert Live in Orlando this year. And we're there on February the 6th, 7th, and 8th in wonderful Orlando, Florida, which hopefully does not have snow. And hopefully we will all be able to get out of our wintry areas and go down
and hopefully nobody will bring their snow along with them.
You know, the last time, the very last time that we had, no, I guess it was 2 years ago when we did JV Alert Live in Orlando, we actually had ice storms up here. We had people that were, we had speakers that were stranded on the highway with the big JetBlue thing on Valentine's Day. It was a big mess trying to get people down. So I always predict that there's a storm on the day before my event, because that's usually when I fly down. And so I'm expecting that. You can kind of use me as the weatherman for that. But hopefully we'll all get down there, and John will be down there. An amazing group of people will get down there. And
can we blame global warming on you, too?
Sure, I don't know why not. Almost everything else is my fault, so might as well.
Oh, you must be married.
Exactly right. We're really, really lucky today to have John Kramer with us. Now, John has done some amazing, amazing things. He is the author of, you know, the world's authority, I guess, on book promotion. His book has been around for, how old are you? Since the Dark Ages, I think, in many, many editions.
Well, I just celebrated my 60th birthday, so.
Wow. All right. Fantastic. And so I can tell you from my own experience, having gone through my launch with Impact, my book, I certainly gleaned every possible detail out of that masterpiece. And tell people, John, the easiest and best way to get that book, because that's the first agenda here. If you're interested at all at getting your book out there and getting it marketed and actually getting people to buy your book, then you should have this this book. So tell them the easiest and best way to get it.
The easiest way is probably Amazon.com, and I don't mind if you buy it from them. You can also go to my website at bookmarket.com and order it there, and it'll go out right away also.
Yeah.
But Amazon will give you a discount, and I don't.
There you go. So just look for John Kramer on Amazon, and you'll find his book right away. And then while you're there, of course, do a search for Ken MacArthur and pick up a copy of Impact. So can't forget that teleseminars are a great way to market books, right, John?
Yes, they're very, very good. In fact, you know, with 1,001 ways to market your books, it's aimed at marketing books, so people have used it to market all kinds of things.
Oh, absolutely.
Some people say it's the best marketing book they've ever read, you know, regardless of you know, what it was about.
Well, you know, it's a really a comprehensive resource. I mean, I don't think that anybody could possibly do all 1,001 plus ways that are in there. And if you started combining those techniques, you know, you get even more. But
I'm a firm believer in limiting your choices and really focusing on 3 to 5 of the best ways that you think, with your time, your skill, your knowledge, your money, your network, that will work best for you in terms of making sales. Because if you spread yourself too thin, you don't do anything well.
Yeah.
And so I really, like when I consult with people, I say, here are the 3 things you need to do, or here are the 5 things. Everything else, put on the back burner, You can do them later. You can play around, you know, because you hope your book's going to live for 10 years anyway. So you got time to play around with the other ways.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So tell me what you do when you are in a consulting relationship with somebody and they have a book that they want to really do well in the marketing. How do you start out, and what are the first questions that you would ask somebody that would be interested in marketing their own book?
Well, the first question I usually ask people is, what do you want to get out of it?
Mm.
I mean, if they just simply want to sell books, that's one thing. But if they want to build a career, if they want to build a different career, you know, like a speaking career, or they want to build their business, the advice I would give them would be different depending on what they want out of selling the book.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if you're trying to build a speaking career, you probably only have to sell 10 books to make a difference, you know.
Yeah.
to write 10 people. But, you know, if you get them convinced that you're a great speaker, you know, suddenly you can, your speaking career can take off.
Yeah.
And a book helps to legitimize you as an expert. But if you want to make money on the sales of the book, then I have to give you a different strategy, because then you want to sell a lot of books.
Yeah.
If you want to build up recognition for your website, that's another thing. I mean, there's so many different reasons that people have for why they wrote a book in the first place, that how they're going to market it really determines, first and foremost, you know, what do you want to get out of it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then the next question I have to ask is, okay, what are your resources? In other words, what do you know? Who do you know? How much time do you have? How much money do you have to spend? I
mm-hmm.
need to know those things, because that, again, determines how you're going to go about marketing a book.
Yeah, that's right. And I
firmly believe that, you know, you really do have to take all those things into consideration. And I'm, you know, here's my Scotch side coming out again. but I don't like spending money on marketing.
Yeah.
I like to, you know, spend that money on getting the right products and services I need and the knowledge I need to do a good job of marketing. But I like to market by basically focusing on the fundamental of marketing, which is creating relationships. And that's a lot of just basically finger work and picking up the phone, doing email and things like that. That doesn't cost a lot of money.
Yeah. So when you started out and you started to write this this book of yours, so let's just use you for an example for a minute. What were your goals? And you've had this success that has not only, you know, most books come out and they hit the first 6 months, and if you don't do a ton of sales in the first 6 months, then it's over. You know, basically,
right.
it goes on a backlist and that's it. But your book has hung around for years and years and years, and multiple editions. So tell us what your goals were when you first started out, and then how you went about achieving those goals and how that worked for you.
Well, I mean, fundamentally for me, I write a book because I want to read it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the first and foremost thing I'm doing in writing any book I write is I want to know what I have to say. You know?
Me too.
I'm going to learn from it, you know. And you know, the process of writing a book or creating a speech or creating a good website, you learn a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And if you're not, you know, you're not doing it right.
Yeah.
So, you know, part of it, the reason I wrote the book was because people asked me to. They needed the help. I had come out previously with the directory of book printers because I knew that I needed that for my publishing operation.
Mm-hmm.
And then people would tell me, okay, I've got a book. Now, what do I do with this?
Yeah.
You know, I've got it in my garage, under my bed, in my closet, whatever. And I said, well, I know 101 ways. And so it's going to be a short, simple book that over the years has grown into a 704-page brick.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it started off with just wanting to help people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that most of us, we start writing a book because we want to share something, either to entertain people, to help people, to inspire people. But then at some point when the book gets done, we have to sit down and go, okay, the book is here. Now, how do I get people to find out about it?
Yeah.
And the reality is, if you've got a book and you just, you know, put it on a table somewhere, you know, the chances of somebody buying it is pretty slim. You really have to find the right tables to put it on, or the right websites to put it on, things like that. So you have to do a certain amount of marketing. And if you love what you wrote about, the marketing is going to be easy because it's really just a matter of creating the right network, creating relationships, so that people have a chance to hear about the book, learn about the book, and pass it on to others.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right. And that's one of the big things.
That's true for, you know, website marketing as well, or speaking, anything.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. And that's one of the big reasons behind JV Alert is because we are able to put together people and amazing things happen. And just like you were talking about how your life progressed and how you moved from, you know, just putting together a list of publishers or printers to putting together resources, I mean, that's the same kind of thing that happened to me in my own fields, because I started helping people earn a little bit of money on the Internet, and then I moved into helping people have a full-time living on the Internet, and then I moved from that into how do we have a bigger impact even beyond the Internet, and how do we get our ideas and our products and our services noticed out, you know, to millions of people instead of just thousands of people. And writing that book was just like you said. It was something that I wanted to share with people. I wanted to teach people how they could make a difference in a noisy world, and I wanted to get that out to people. And I think for me, probably the things that I was looking for when I published my book was credibility and to get that message out. And it's also for my business, it's a lead generator too. So I think a lot of people that are authors, you know, sometimes neglect the back end side of things, and the fact that if you really want to make a difference in the world and you want to be a writer, then you need to put food on that table too, because whether you go with a traditional publisher or you self-publish or you go through any of the many, many different ways that you can get your messages out these days, it doesn't just happen by magic. And even if you have an agent to get a top-level publisher, marketing of your book doesn't just happen by magic either, does it?
You know, it's unfortunate. I often wish it did.
Me too.
Because I'm probably the laziest guy out there. You know, I don't like to work. I like to have fun. But fortunately, most of my work is fun. So, you know, that makes it easier for me.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Because if I didn't enjoy it, you know, in the beginning, especially with some of the author types that sort of like to hide in the garret and write books, marketing might be a little bit difficult because you have to get out there and meet people. You have to do a little bit of, you know, you have to put yourself up out there, and maybe some people will swam you down, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is that, you know, over time you find out that it's actually fun to go out and create relationships and make friends, and that's how you sell a book, because 80% of all books are sold by word of mouth. And the reality is that even with website marketing and all the little inside and outside tricks that you can use to market on the Internet, ultimately a lot of it boils down to who do you know, and will they talk about you? And that's fun, because, you know, that's, you know, to me that's the whole purpose of JV Alert. It's just to get a chance to actually meet a lot of interesting people that together you can build something bigger than what you could build just working on your own.
Yeah, isn't that true? I mean, I spent years and years just sitting in my basement, and actually it was just a couple of local people that got together for lunch one day that kind of inspired me to go out to my subscribers and to ask them if there was anybody in the neighborhood that could actually get together, because it's so much different when you get together in person, for sure. Because, face it, you know, whether you're a book publisher or whether you're an online marketer or you're developing information products, whatever you're doing, it comes down to people, and you want to work with people that you know and you like and you trust, and it's hard to tell sometimes. But when you get face-to-face and you see how people interact with other people, then you get a real sense of that person. And JV Alert Live has just been a warm, warm family of great, great people. And I can't really take any credit for that. I just kind of surrounded myself with wonderful people like John, and more good people came. And now we have some of the top marketers in the world that come, you know, from all over the place. Frank Sousa says he'll never miss a JV Alert Live event. He actually missed his brother's wedding for JV Alert Live. So I'm not encouraging that. Anybody that's on the call, if your brother's wedding, I definitely recommend that you go to your brother's wedding. But it shows the kind of dedication that people go, and literally millions of dollars have been earned by people that have come to JV Alert and created joint ventures together. But more importantly, I think that people's lives change because of the fact that when you get together, just like you said, John, the synergy between two or more people working together, we can do so much more together than we can do apart.
And so, the fact is that you can do more for each other so that each person's business grows, not just the one person's business.
Absolutely right. I mean, I was just talking about...
Go ahead.
No, I was just talking about Frank Sousa just a second ago, and, you know, that whole thing with Traffic Geyser, which is an internet service that really helps you to get your videos out all over the internet, it is a multi-million dollar business that was just put together through a conversation and a meeting at JV Alert. So, you know, that's just great people meeting great people and spending some time together and sharing ideas, because that's the other thing that really kicks off when you have ideas. I mean, just imagine being able to sit down with John and talking about your specific kinds of book projects that you have. And JV Alert is a really nice event because of the fact that it's so intimate. We limit the number of people that come. You get the same quality speakers that you would get at these huge internet marketing events or book publishing events, but it's in a much more intimate kind of an environment. So whereas, I went to, the last time I saw you was at Mark Victor Hansen's event before Book Expo. And Brendan Burchard spoke there, and there were probably 100 people in line, you know, to talk to Brendan. I couldn't go up and spend time with Brendan at that event. But when he spoke, you know, several times at JV Alert Live, you know, you can go out to dinner with him. You can spend half the night talking till 3 a.m. or something like that. So it's a great opportunity to meet some really great people.
Well, I mean, everything I know, I stole from somebody else.
Yeah, exactly.
Or
there
borrowed,
you go.
Or, you know.
and same with me. I mean, we all start out as a blank slate, right? We start out knowing nothing, having experienced nothing, and then it's the people around us that really make the difference. So let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you're doing now. So you've had this book out there, and I know that you're extending, you know, even beyond, you know, the book, and doing some new and exciting things. So give me just a glimpse of what you're up to these days.
Well, my biggest thing right now is my 10 Million Eyeballs course, which is all about online marketing, because during the last 3 or 4 years, I've been going more and more towards, when I consult with people and so on, to encourage authors to spend at least 50%, if not more, of their marketing time on the Internet, because it's the most cost-effective way to reach big audiences.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to spend a lot of money to reach millions of eyeballs. And so I wanted, you know, as I thought about that more and more, I realized that, you know, I started teaching it more and more, and I started doing more research, and I realized that I really needed to help people understand the power of the Internet in terms of marketing. And so with the 10 Million Eyeballs events, I basically identified the four major ways that I've uncovered to get millions of eyeballs pointed at your book, your website, your ideas, etc.
So what are some of those ways? Give me an idea of the kinds of things that people
can
do. Well,
one of them is essentially doing joint venture campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because they can really have an impact. One kind of joint venture campaign that a lot of people do for books is the Amazon bestseller campaign.
Yeah.
And a really well-run Amazon bestseller campaign is going to expose your book to several million people if you do it right.
Mm.
And, you know, that alone, you know, if you're starting to launch your book and you've got 2 million people that hear about your book,
yeah,
you know, you've got a lot easier time than somebody, you know, who's trying to get some media to pay attention to them.
Sure.
And the media are going, well, you're not from New York. I can't cover you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, and there's a lot of the media that's very New York-centric, and so then where are you? But the neat thing about the Internet is that it's totally an equal playing field if mm-hmm. you know what you're doing. And it's mainly, you know, the people that are being successful are the people that are creating relationships and building a platform from which they can launch any product they want to.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. You know, I did quite a bit of radio work for Impact when that book launched, and it was an interesting experience. I think a learning experience for me because it taught me to frame the whole Impact story in many different sizes, because radio
right.
interviews can go from anywhere from 3 minutes down to 2 minutes in some cases, all the way up to, you know, an hour-long program or something like that. And
right.
and you can really leverage the Internet and the things that you do on the Internet in connection with those radios. So it doesn't
right.
have to be exclusively online and offline. I know that
no.
we gave assessment tools out to people to help them assess their own impact levels and what they could do and how they could have better effectiveness with getting their message out. And we were able to tie in all kinds of live events, things with the events. And then, of course, I don't know how much you followed what we did. You know, we took those same kinds of principles that we use with book publishing, and in the Speak Up, Save Lives campaign that we did, we actually got out the word about a simple message to help save teenagers' lives to over 19.1 million people in just 30 days.
A neat thing, you know, like even with the Amazon bestseller campaign, the strategy behind that can be used to do anything. It doesn't have to be used to create an Amazon bestseller, because the same strategies, which are basically joint venture strategies,
sure.
can be used to create any kind of impact you want.
Yeah.
And, you know, on my 10millioneyeballs.com website, I talk about some things where people got together and made political change
mm-hmm.
Using eyeballs, basically, and generating interest. And, you know, I think, for example, our new president, he had a very big impact on the campaign from his online marketing.
Oh, yeah. The
and
online
he was
with
certainly,
you.
Of all the candidates, the best at doing it.
Yeah.
Whoever was behind his online presence did a very good job.
Exactly right.
Because I'm
yep.
sure he didn't really have much.
He didn't have a lot of time
that.
To spend on Twitter.
No.
No, but he has.
You know,
he does have the most followed account on Twitter. So.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, when he started out, I mean, you know, he was an unknown, you know, for the most part.
Yep.
First-term senator, you know, given very little chance. Hillary's steam train was on the road,
yep.
you know, and he knocked it off,
mm-hmm.
basically by using very good, you know, online marketing strategies,
yeah.
as well as, of course, his offline marketing. He did
Let
an incredible job of creating organizations, which, again, all that is creating relationships.
Mm-hmm.
When you really look at marketing, it really is boils down to that one fundamental. You got to make friends.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And no better way to do that than in person. I've got some questions here. You want to take a couple questions from the
sure.
from the webcast? And people, if you do have questions, feel free to just type them in. I'll open up a little bit at the end, and we can take people on the
live
on the call portion of it. But I just wanted to catch some of these because we've had several questions here for a little while. From San Francisco, Joe is asking, is there any difference in marketing advice for an e-book featured on your website, which is devoted entirely to the book? Here's a question. Is there any difference in marketing advice for an e-book? I don't know. I'm not sure if Joe is talking whether e-book versus published book.
Well, I mean, obviously, if you have only an e-book, your offline marketing possibilities are very limited.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most magazines, most TV shows, most radio shows aren't interested in e-books. They want something physical. There are exceptions to that, and there's certainly, you know, you can get magazine notices of a new e-book online, things like that. I mean, it can be done. But you have to do, with an e-book, you have to do a lot more with online marketing, obviously.
Yeah.
And the neat thing about it is that because your delivery is also online, your distribution and marketing can go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little bit harder to do with a physical book in terms of the offline world because your marketing is, you know, getting magazine publicity, TV publicity, whatever. The distribution is in the bookstores or something like that. And so there's a divorce between the two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you gotta, when you do your TV interview, you gotta send people to the bookstore. You gotta send people to online. Whereas online, people come and hear your marketing, and right there is a button to click to order it.
Yeah, exactly.
And instantly download it and get immediate feedback without ever having to, you know, move more than a little finger. You know, so the ebook in some ways is much easier to market. A physical book, I think, still has a credibility value that's stronger than an e-book.
Mm-hmm.
People still respect a printed book as being something special.
Yeah.
That an e-book can't replicate.
Yeah, that's because there's a lot more effort that's put into a physical book in most cases. Not
more,
in all
more
cases.
More effort and a lot more money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that makes it a more serious project.
Right, and that's one reason I think people give it more credibility is because there is a stronger commitment when you do a printed book versus an e-book.
I know that I put a lot more effort in my book than I do in an average blog post, for instance.
I should hope so.
yeah, it was
the,
really
you know,
an
the,
amazing
the neat
experience.
Thing is, you know, that... there are a lot of e-books that are very, very good books. I mean,
yeah.
You know, some of the things I've seen are incredibly valuable and in many cases more valuable than a printed book.
Yeah.
So, you know, it doesn't mean that an e-book is any less valuable. It's just that you are fighting a perception.
Yeah. There is a different perception for a physical book. Here's a question from Stephen in Lexington. He says, I wrote a real estate sale by owner book. How do I separate myself from the crowd in this down economy? I would imagine there's a lot of real estate by owner interest out there right now, but there are probably a lot of books out there too. So how does Stephen go about separating himself?
Well, the key way you separate is by... you know, what content is really unique to you compared to the dozen other books that are out there about selling books, you know, selling your own real estate on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't think of what your unique selling proposition is, you better spend some time to do that.
Yeah.
Because unless you can tell people how your book is better, different, whatever, why should I pay attention to it? I mean, it's sort of like what, you know, what goes on online as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the online marketing programs and so on. Well, how is yours special? How is it different?
Yeah.
And if you can't say why it's different and so on, people are probably not going to press the buy button.
Yep. Absolutely. I think that's true of products. That's
and
true
one
of-
way that you can do that, of course, is to get some good testimonials that you can put on the book.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really good testimonials, not the kind of bland testimonial that says this is the best book in the subject, which doesn't say much. but something that says, this book changed my life.
Yeah. Real results are important.
No, 5 days after I read this book, I sold my house. And all it took was one simple idea in chapter 10.
Yeah, yeah. And the same thing with stories. I mean, I think that the story, you know, every book has a story, or it should have a story to it, you know?
Right.
If not dozens of stories. But even the book itself should have a history to it. It should have a reason why it's being written. And in many cases, that's a personal reason. You know, why would the author take the time to write this book? And many, many times, that story is what makes you stand out. You know, the information may be basically the same, but you've got your own personal twist on it because we're all different, we're all unique, and we all have a story. I mean, I don't care who you meet. You know, go to JB Alert Live and just meet the wallflower in the corner, and you will be astounded at the story that person has to tell. I don't care who that person is. If you really delve into it deeply enough, they will have an amazing, amazing story. And in many cases, you know, we talk about the speakers, and the speakers get lots more visibility, but in many cases, there are people that are out there in the audience that are just doing incredible things, especially at JV Alert Live. So everybody has a story to tell. I think you need to get that story out for your particular book, because that's one way to separate yourself from the crowd.
Right.
Some of the other things
people remember stories.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the key factor.
Right.
Because
such a hard time, you know, separating between the two of us. We both want to talk forever, you know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry. I shouldn't trample all over you. No, you just inspire me because I have exactly the same kind of experience. You know, you just mentioned how, you know, people have to be able to remember the book. Well, you know, that's so true, you know, whether it comes to the title of your book or anything else. If you want to create word of mouth about a book, and John just mentioned that word of mouth is a huge factor in creating sales for your book, then it has to be something that people can repeat, you know. And I talk about in my own book, I talk about some of the ways that you can make ideas repeatable. And you have to keep the idea simple enough for people to grasp and be able to remember it and pass it on to somebody else and give them lots of ways to do that easily. Otherwise, it will not move. It will not, that message will not get passed. So you've got to make an impression. You can do that with emotions. You can do that with the storyline. You can do that with, you know, the front cover of it that just stands out like crazy. You can give it some twist. You can give it publicity in the form of a unique story that nobody else in the world has, or that's interesting or exciting.
And that applies not just to books, but to any product.
Absolutely.
How you design it, how you tell the story behind it, et cetera, really does make a difference. It's true for the online marketing programs. It's true for websites that you're trying to get people to visit, et cetera, et cetera. The story, the branding, the packaging, all of that goes into helping to sell your vision.
Yeah. Lillian in Toronto asks, if you're on a small budget, how most effectively can you utilize what you have to promote your self-published novel? Now, that's a whole other can of worms, isn't it, self-published novels?
It is, but, you know, with internet marketing, it's really not that complicated. You can still find the relationships you want to create, the audience you want to reach online. There are tons and tons of websites devoted to finding and discovering new talent, new authors, or new novelists. And so, you know, your job as a author who's unknown and, you know, sort of a virgin marketer is to first start off by identifying the websites that love to discover new authors.
Yeah.
And get them to, you know, to interview you or to review your book or in some other way to feature something about your book. And you'd be amazed how many websites would be eager to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so it's not that, you know, I mean, obviously the first novel is always a tough choice. But on my website at bookmarket.com, I have a page devoted to first novels that were successful.
Yeah.
And I tell a little bit about the story. And I also have another page devoted to self-publishers who were successful.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those pages are wonderful, inspiring, full of stories of people that did wonderful things.
Yeah.
With limited budgets.
Yeah, it is certainly possible to do it, isn't it? Anne Marie from Spain says she's written a book from her own experience of getting out of debt after the last recession, but it's about debt, and she's interested. Basically, she's saying the keywords are too expensive for PPC. So, for people who don't know what PPC is, pay per click advertising. And there's a lot of free debt info, so it's hard getting it out into the market. Any suggestions?
Well, I've only dabbled in pay-per-click. It's something that
it requires money, doesn't it?
Yeah. Fortunately, you can test, and you can really test. And one thing she might do is try some of the long tail keywords. That means sub keywords that people are still working on, but that you can get a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Even for pay-per-click. But, my personal way to do it would be to identify the top websites that are, when you go into Google and you type in, a keyword like getting out of debt, you're going to find that the top 10 websites are, generally speaking, full of content.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that most top websites, top-rated websites in Google are full of content. Where do they get that content?
Mm.
I'll tell you where they get it. They get it from you.
Yeah.
And, all you have to do is tell them that you've got some great content to offer them and why they should be featuring this content, and you'll get a link back to your website that is worth a lot more than a pay-per-click link that somebody clicks on. It takes time, and it takes a little bit of patience because, you're going to get rejected. Some of the websites are going to say, no, you're not well-known enough, you don't have a famous name, we have too much content now, blah, blah, blah. But you got to find a way to offer them content they actually want.
Yeah.
And you'd be amazed how many top-rated websites are eager and hungry still to get more content. Because that's how they stay up there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
If my, bookmarket.com website didn't have ongoing, continual change, it would drop like a brick in Google.
Mm.
But I'm updating, 20, 30, 40 pages every week.
Yeah.
And because of that, my bookmarket.com website is top rated for all the key search terms I want. It's number 1, 2, 3. Every once in a while, it's down there around 12 or 14, which really disappoints me. But I keep working on that.
Don't give up. Don't give up.
but I guarantee you, my goal when I find the keyword that I want is to get it on the first page because I know that 99.9% of the people never get beyond that first page in any search engine.
Yeah. Rolf in Denmark has a question for you. He's basically looking at print-on-demand services. Any idea to print a couple of things this way as an expensive business card to speak to show that you are really serious about publishing a book? Says he found a pretty good and not-so-expensive website for this.
Yeah, there's some wonderful websites out there that create print-on-demand. And print-on-demand... it's not a good way to do like full-on production and sell a book because your cost per unit is high.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting low. It's been getting a lot lower as the years go on. But it's a great way to test the market. It's a great way to get a book out there and see what the audience is and how big it is and how much they want your book.
Mm-hmm.
So I like it as a tool to test and get out a physical product.
Mm-hmm.
And begin selling the book. At some point, you may want to go to an offset printer that prints, 5,000 or 10,000 copies.
Yeah.
Because then your margin is better. But print-on-demand is an incredible way to test the market and also to keep a book in print when you're no longer actively promoting it.
Pam in Miami wants to know about how she grows a small list. You can grow a list based on your book, I think. Getting a book out there and published is a great way to help build a list if you direct traffic towards resources from that book. I know that I've got, for instance, I have a website at theimpactfactor.com which gives away over 100 hours worth of resources to free. And it's based basically on the impact book that I wrote. So if you go to theimpactfactor.com, then you can sign up there and get hundreds of hours worth of audio training and all kinds of areas. But it's all based on the book. And that, of course, is a list builder for the book. It generates more sales for the book. And there are lots of different ways that you can get that out. What kind of suggestions do you have for Pam?
Well, that goes into my first basic way to market on the Internet, which is to give things away free.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ways you do that, of course, you could give away a free ebook or a sampler, an ebook sampler. You could give away an article, do article marketing. I identify about 20 different ways you can give things away free that could have a real impact.
Yeah.
But you can't just give away something free on your own website because your website's in Nevada.
Yeah.
You know, in the world of Internet, it's in that extraterrestrial highway, you know.
Way out in the hinterland.
There's two roads in Nevada. One's called the extraterrestrial highway. The other one's called the loneliest road in America. And the thing is that, you know, most people's websites are in Nevada somewhere, you know, and nobody comes by, you know.
Yeah.
You don't get any traffic. You're rated in Alexa at 1 million or 2 million or 20 million.
Yeah.
And where you want to be is in New York, Los Angeles, where the traffic is.
Yeah,
and on
absolutely.
The web, that means that you have to identify. If you're going to give something away free, it's got to be given away on high traffic websites. And not just on your own website. Now, they may come to your website to get it, and then
mm-hmm.
you capture their email their email address, and now you have a potential customer that you can continue to communicate with. But you've got to get the notice out in high-traffic areas where people are naturally already going for the kind of information you have to offer, and then encourage them to help you to get the word out. And with a good article that you write or a free ebook sampler a lot of different other ways, you can start to get noticed on high traffic websites that will send traffic to your website where you can collect the email address and then start an ongoing relationship with that potential customer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Pam in Houston is saying that you mentioned that there were at least four major ways to get eyeballs
yeah.
pointed towards your website, and you discussed joint venture campaigns, but what are the other major ways to get 10 million eyeballs pointed
Another
to your website?
Another one is giving things away free, and again, yep. I go into the detail how to do that and what are all the different options you have in doing that. The second one, that's my first way, really. The second way is the joint venture campaign, the Amazon bestseller campaign, and other kinds of joint venture campaigns. The third way is creating a viral video. The reality is that most people don't know how to create viral videos, and most of the book trailers I've seen have never gone viral.
Mm.
And to me, a video doesn't go viral until it's hit 500,000 views.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to even spend time creating a video if it's not going to get that kind of views. You know, there are reasons to do it even without that. But I identify three ways to use videos to really get a lot of eyeballs. And one of the ways is to create a viral video, and I tell you how to do it in a way that anybody can create a viral video that's guaranteed to go viral.
Mm.
And so it's more than just, you know, creating a video and putting it up on 30 websites. There's a value to doing that, but if you really want to get lots of eyeballs, you have to create a viral video.
Yeah. You know, Carrie Wolf.
And the fourth way is to create a viral website, and that's a little bit harder to describe. This is something new that I sort of came up with that I haven't seen other people talk about. But it's possible to create what I call a viral website. That means a website that's going to get a lot of eyeballs that you can then feed into your sales sites,
mm-hmm.
or your nitty-gritty sites or whatever else. And I go into detail in terms of how to go about creating a viral website and do so at low cost.
Mm. Absolutely.
Because you don't want to spend money on it. Or at least
yep.
I don't.
Me either. Me either. And probably not very many people on the call. You know, so that's fantastic. Yeah, very interesting. You know, Kerry Wilkerson, who's also a speaker at JV Alert Live in Orlando, really built her business, her list, based on viral videos that she did for her site. So
right.
You'll get a chance to hear a little bit about that. It's
well,
really
and I just read about this one video that went viral that I never would have predicted that went viral, but it's gotten 3 million views in the last month.
Yeah.
And it's a woman, I'm going blank on the name of her book now. It's called something like The Middle Way or something like that. And it's a novel or a memoir, one or the other. But she wrote an extra little essay for her paperback edition of her book.
Mm-hmm.
And then she read it in front of a live audience. It's a very
yeah.
uninteresting video, but it's gotten 3 million views because it has an inspirational message.
Yeah.
And, you know, I look at it and I go, gosh, if she just knew a little bit about how to create a viral video, she could have had 10 million views.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, isn't
because
that interesting?
The video she had is very uninteresting, but it, you know, it still worked. Women passed it on to other women and said, here's something that's real important. You should pay attention to it.
Yeah.
And 3 million views in 1 month, it's what I call a really, really nice viral video. And it helped her book get on the bestseller list. It hit the New York Times bestseller list. And I think almost all of it came because of, you know, having that one little innocent video go viral.
Yep.
Now, you know, what I want to teach people is how to not trust on that innocence to happen on its own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to create a video that you know will go viral.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that's what I like to see.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's my emphasis in the 10 Million Eyeballs course is to teach you. It's called, if you want to see it on YouTube, it's called Transcending, Words on Women and Strength by Kelly Corrigan.
Mm.
And her novel is called The Middle Place.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And it hit number 18 on the New York Times bestseller list just
wow.
last week.
Great.
1 month after that video came out.
That's impressive. That's impressive.
Yeah. But it's totally, production-wise, a non-viral video, so the content just pulled it off. If she had done just a little bit extra, you know, if she knew what she was doing, 10 million views.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Well, we've been going about, let's see, 50 minutes or so now. Maybe we can open up the call and see if there's anybody on the webcast that would like to ask a question directly. You can also still type in questions to the Q&A portion, and we'll be happy to try and answer your questions there. Let me just unmute the guest for a second, and we'll see. You can mute yourself by doing star six, and that will cut down on the noise as I open it back up. And if you want to unmute yourself, you can hit star seven when I get if you've muted yourself. So I'm going to unmute you now.
Ken, can I say something while you're doing that?
Yep.
This is a stat that I just happened to be looking at on one of my web pages. In October 2008, Google had 100.5 million unique video viewers.
Wow.
And each of them watched an average of 53.5 videos.
Hmm. Isn't that something? I have
that
a very interesting
if
video.
If you multiply that means that there were over 5 billion videos watched in October alone.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, just an example from my own experience, theimpactfactor.com, I just put up a video this week, which was actually a clip from YouTube of a really interesting lady. So if you go to theimpactfactor.com/blog, you can take a look at that. But that drove a lot of traffic to my website this week, just because it was something that was interesting, somebody being very real, and it's a hilarious video if you look at it. So just posting something like that up on a blog can get eyeballs to your website. So.
Is that the one, I love Jesus, but I drink a little?
Yeah, that's the one. Did you like that one? That one drew you in, didn't it?
Well, I haven't actually looked at it yet, but I will.
You read the headline at least. Huh?
Yes.
Well, it's an interesting lady.
From Ellen's show, it looks like.
Yeah, it's Ellen DeGeneres.
Okay, so it's got to be good.
It's a call. It was hilarious. So it will keep you laughing. So if you need a laugh tonight, just go to theimpactfactor.com/blog. Questions for John from people that are on the live call on the telephone. Anybody have a question?
I have a question.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
My name is Rosalie, and my question is, you know, I'm just starting to market my book. I'm thinking about marketing my book. I haven't even marketed it yet. I'm just overwhelmed. There's, like, so many different things you can do, live stuff, online stuff, video stuff. Like, is there some kind of prioritization, you know, a way to not be overwhelmed?
Great
well,
question.
Well, yes, you do have to prioritize. You do have to choose and select, because you can't do everything. And anybody who tries really messes up their lives. They create chaos because
sure.
You really do have to focus. And one of the first things that I use as a criteria is, am I having fun doing it? Because if you're not having fun doing it, you won't do it well. And you may not do it at all.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're enjoying it, you're going to do it, and you're going to do it on a regular basis, and you're going to stick with it and build it, because in many cases, you don't get immediate feedback from the world that says, hey, that's a great way to market. It may take a week or 2 weeks or even several months in some cases, sometimes several years. But if you enjoy doing it, you'll continue to do it and let the sales trickle in. The other thing that things that I look at is, how much commitment of time is it given, you know, where do I spend my time? Is this something I can do and do quickly and then move on? Or is it going to be something where every day I have to do something? It's one reason that I'm not really a big fan of social network marketing, because to do social network marketing effectively is a major time commitment. You know, I mean, there's certainly ways you can do it where it isn't, but, you know, I see people get sucked into something like MySpace or Facebook and be spending hours every day on it and selling one book a week. But to me, that isn't a good return on my investment. So I want things that really, you know, give me a good return on the time that I'm taking. I also like things that don't cost a lot of money. I also look for things that will allow me to work with the network that I already have, easily build a network. Another thing I look for is, do I have the knowledge to pull this off? You know, these are some of the criteria that you would look at, but the key one is it fun? Are you passionate about it? I think that that's such an essential criteria to where do you spend your time in marketing.
Great input. Anybody else have a question?
Ken, I feel a little bit embarrassed because I'm online because of knowing John and going through his course. Therefore, I know nothing of you or your organization. Could you just take a moment to fill me in?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Well, I've been on the internet since the dark ages, and I started out building portal sites, and then I went into affiliate marketing, and I helped people to earn what I call a decent living online, not meaning that they would actually get rich at being online, but that you earn a decent living in every stretch of the word. And by that I mean that you can go home, talk to your family and the people that you love and want to have respect you and be proud of what you do. Because there's some amazing people that are involved in internet marketing. And that's kind of how I got my start. I took a website that I started out called Affiliate Showcase, had a great success really, really quickly. And then I started creating joint ventures with other people because my original site was based on a joint venture with one particular person, a guy by the name of Jim Daniels. And I had a lot of success with that. And I wanted to have more success. I wanted to meet more people. I wanted to be able to get out of my basement and actually be able to have contact with other people. And through that, I created a series, a group of people that worked together on joint ventures, primarily in internet marketing. And we were able to, on the first day of launch of JV Alert, to take that site to number 362 on the Alexa rankings, which, you know, was a pretty good accomplishment. But that site was basically by invitation only, and we built a great, great community, and over time we decided that maybe we should start getting together. And so JV Alert was originally started out, JV Alert Live was started out by an email that I sent out to a group of people that were my subscribers, and I asked them, I said, if you're in the neighborhood, if you're in the area, would you like to, you know, get together for lunch? You can come over and we can talk in my basement if there's one or two people, or we can go out for lunch if there's more. And I had over 30 people that responded, and they were going to fly in from across the country to be together. And I decided maybe we should take that and make it a little bit more serious. And so from that, we created a series of events called JV Alert Live. We run them 3 times a year in different parts of the country. This on February 5th, 6th, and 7th, it'll be in Orlando. And then we do Philadelphia in June. We do somewhere out west. Last time it was Las Vegas. We've done them in San Diego. We've done them in Long Beach. The events are basically capped out at about 150 people, but they bring together some of the top marketers in the world, literally world-class marketers, to the event. At this particular event, we've got all kinds of incredible people, and not just on the stage, also in the audience. I'll be there, of course. Joel Kamm will be there. He's an entrepreneur that's been online for over 20 years. He's the guy, actually, if you've ever played Yahoo Games, his face was the icon for Yahoo Games. He created a little site called Classic Games, which was acquired by Yahoo and is now known as Yahoo Games. He went on to become a best-selling author, New York Times best-selling author with the AdSense code. He did a very interesting experiment in an online reality show with the Next Internet Millionaire. And now he's doing some incredible things with getting your messages out through iPhone apps and all kinds of really, really interesting things. We've got a world-class copywriter, Ray Edwards, who's just amazing. We've got Kerry Wilkerson, who I just talked about, you know, using a viral video and how she built her list. And she's doing really, really interesting things with women. We'll have her in an upcoming webcast here. Bob the Teacher Jenkins, he's a guy that really focuses in on the complex world of internet marketing, and he makes it easy for people to understand, you know, the lessons of how they get together. He's an educator, you know, by background. He started out as a high school teacher, and took that full time. He's a pretty amazing guy. Bob Berg, who's a really world-class, highly sought-after speaker. He's got a great sense of humor. He's got proven systems for personal marketing. He's been on stages, you know, that where the audiences were 50 to 16,000 people. So, you know, including, you know, he's advised people like cabinet secretaries and a former president of the United States. So, pretty amazing guy. Also an author, of course. Endless referrals. How to network your everyday contacts into sales. Sold over 225,000 copies, and it's used as a top training manual for sales organizations throughout the world. Glenn Dietzel is going to be there. He's an amazing guy. He's the guy that helped me through publishing my own book. We really went through an extensive program. He's an author. He's an e-publisher. He's a coach. He's a speaker. But more than anything else, he knows how to help you write a book and put it together in a way that sells. And through working with Glenn, I was able to get my book into bestseller status, and we've had some great success with the Impact book that he helped me create. Adam Urbanski is going to be there. He's a marketing strategist to coaches and consultants all over the world, just an amazing guy. So a marketing consultant. John DeLemme is going to be there. He's actually coming on tomorrow night. If you want to listen to him, you'll get the information, and definitely come into that webcast, because he's also spoken all over the world. Started out as a stutterer, and people said he'd never be able to get on stage, but he's been on stage with Dr. John Maxwell, Mark Victor Hansen, all kinds of people, Les Brown, accomplished author, several books out there, Champions Are Born, Losers Are Made, a great motivating speaker is going to be there. Dan Nickerson, he's the vice president of ideas for Joel Comm's company. That's just an amazing guy that does nothing but come up with ideas. Felicia Slattery is going to be there. She's a communications expert and helps people to learn how to leverage speaking to get their ideas out and to publicize their books and all kinds of things like that. My friend Frank Sousa, who I mentioned earlier in the call, is going to be there. The legendary Willie Crawford. Dr. Ron Capps, who's really a social media expert. Michael Angier is going to be there. He's a writer, a speaker, entrepreneur, runs all kinds of events, including the World Class Business Conference. Stephanie Frank is going to be there. She's a lady that turned marketer from computer hacker. She's the best-selling author of The Accidental Millionaire and creator of the world's first success IQ. Ross Goldberg's going to be there. He made $1,000 online from a coma. That's an interesting story if you want to hear that. Mark Goldman's going to be there. He was a struggling college graduate and you know, took his business online. They turned around, took information, turned it into a seven-figure-a-year nonstop profit machine. Carl Galletti is going to be there. He's a world-class copywriter. Wendy Y. Bailey is going to be there. She's a master-certified group coach in LP practitioner, and just an amazing, dynamic lady. You know, she really specialized in creating lifelong client relationships, and so she's pretty amazing. If you're interested in,
could I ask, how do you sign up? By going into impactfactor.com?
JV Alert Live.com is the main site for JV Alert Live. Yeah, And, of course, John Kramer's going to be there. And the list goes on. I mean, I could keep going all night. So I'm sorry I kind of got off and going because I'm really excited about this. And this is just a few of the people that are going to be there. That's just, you know, kind of a sprinkling of the handful of amazing, amazing people that get together. And so to end your question, I went on from JV Alert, and I wrote, because of the fact that I was able to see how many people's lives were changed by being at JV Alert, literally, hundreds and hundreds of lives have been changed. I mean, people go from lifestyles in which they're doing things that they really don't want to do to following their passions, living their dreams, and doing amazing, amazing things. And because of that, you know, just as John said, I wrote the book, Impact, because I wanted to have an impact and to make a difference in millions of lives. And I really spent a lot of time working and studying about how you can do that, because I believe that everybody has made a difference and will make a difference, whether you want to or not. And as long as we're going to make a difference, we need to be aware of the ways that we can leverage those things so that we can have the greatest possible impact for good that we possibly can. And I wrote my
book.
And
the reason to go to JV Alert is very simple. Make connections.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
With really good people.
Great, great people. It's just amazing. So we're doing all kinds of things with Impact, and we'll have an Impact event too. So that's kind of my life in a nutshell for the people who are new to me on this call and who are interested in the things that I'm doing. You can look at KenMacArthur.com. You can look at TheImpactFactor.com. And if you're interested at all in coming to the event, I really highly suggest that you get there. It's a great, great event, and you can just go to JVAlertLive.com, JVAlertLive.com.
Okay, you want the apple because I had so much. There is lots left.
Any other questions for John? We're about 10 minutes over now, but we'll take just a couple more questions maybe if you have the time. Do you have the time, John?
I do. I love answering questions. I love helping people, so, you know.
Ken, could I just make a statement? And thank you for all that information. I appreciate that. For those that are listening, John's website has an abundance of in information in how to make all kinds of connections through web. And I'm Mr. Novice, Mr. Beginner, and John has really taken me step by step. I didn't even know what a widget was. And so people who are really trying to feel their way along of how do you do this, how do you do that, John's website has a ton of contacts on how to do these things.
Yeah, absolutely. And John is comprehensive. I mean, if the title of his book doesn't tell you that he's comprehensive, you know, I talk about, in my own marketing, I talk about checkbox marketing, basically, which means that you get so much leverage if you can check off the checkboxes, if you don't miss the things. And if nothing else, John's given you a comprehensive list of things that you can do. And just like John said, you know, if your strengths lie in one area, you don't have to despair, because there's 20 things in that book that talk about skills that you can personally utilize. And so, like John said, concentrate on the activities that will really match you the best, because there are so many things that you can do to get out the word about your book. It's not that, you know, it's just like the internet. You know, people ask me, how can I make a living online? How can I make money on the internet? And I say, well, the question is not how can I do it, because there are 50 million ways that you can make money online. It's basically, what's my passion and what's my drive? Which one of the millions of things that are out there do I want to use? Which tools do I want to use? Which approaches do I want to use? And the one of the big advantages of JV Alert Live is that you can see so many different things and discuss it with people that are actually doing it. Because there's nothing like sitting in, you know, a seminar seat looking to the right and left of you and saying, you know, the guy sitting on the right or left of me is no smarter or even better educated than I am, and yet they're doing some amazing things. I know that I can do this too. And the truth is that you can do it too, and you can do it in ways that match your strengths, your capabilities, because there are thousands of ways out there to do this and lots of help. JV Alert Live people are just incredibly helpful to each other, and that's what it's all about. It's a family. I call JV Alert Live my family, and it really is. We get about 50% people that are just repeat, have been there for years and years, and we get another 50% of people that are fresh, and they get absorbed into this family really, really quickly. So,
thanks.
You bet.
It's why I'm going there.
Yeah, there you go. I love that. I love that. I am so excited to have John be there. I've been following John for years and years and years, and we've had a couple of times we've been able to just really, really quickly, you know, say hi to each other, and I'm looking forward to being able to spend some time, because any time that you can spend with somebody as quality as John is invaluable. You know, it's just an amazing experience. And I'd like to say, John, that you were the only incredible person that's going, but the truth is that there are a ton of incredible people.
I still believe that. You know, it's okay. Just leave me with my delusions, you know.
You're wonderful. And I really, really appreciate you coming out tonight and doing this. Any final question? Anybody want to just do one more, and then we'll let John go for the night?
I have a question. Do you feel that some of these marketing strategies are only relevant for books that are generic enough that they have a broad audience? What if you have more of a niche audience? I mean, obviously, I guess you have to find what's appropriate, but do you know what I mean? If you're not,
the basic principles, you know. The first lesson, like in my 10 Million Eyeballs course, is a really long lesson. It's about 5-6 hours on how to go about creating relationships online. And that applies to any size book or any size audience. You still have to follow the same basic principles. And you may not, you know, because of the nature of your topic or whatever, be able to get 10 million eyeballs. But you should then aim for what is practical for you, which may be just, 100 million. The thing is that people are interested in an incredible range of things, and people have gotten millions of eyeballs for things that, like this one lady, the Grammar Girl, that has a podcast that's been downloaded 2 million times, and it's all about grammar. You know, if you think you got a limited audience, there's another guy that has a podcast. It's all about new words, and he defines a new word every day. And he's had over 2 million downloads of his podcast. And it's all about words. You know, most of us have potential for a much, much larger audience than that, because we're writing about things that people are actually interested in. Now, this comes from somebody who's a really word fanatic, so, you know, I love words, and I love meanings of words and all that, and I really like good grammar. I hate it when people don't use good grammar. It irritates my ears, but it happens. So I love the Grammar Girl, you know, that she's doing what she's doing, but quite honestly, I don't listen to her podcast. But, you know, I do get a lot of email newsletters. I read a lot of blogs. I see videos of things that I really am interested in. And you'll find that that's true for everybody. And no matter how small your topic is, there's probably 1,000 websites out there about that topic. Mm-hmm. It's very unusual to type in a topic and in Google and only get 1,000 websites listed. And you know, your key goal, you know, to me, the first term goal of anybody that wants to market on the Internet is to create a relationship with the top 30 websites for their key search term. And spend a little bit of time doing that. You won't get all 30. Chances are it's just not going to happen. But you should be able to get at least 10 or 15 of them saying, yeah, I like your content. I'll send back a link to you. And that alone will make an incredible difference in what's happening on your website and the traffic to your website and everything else. And I have a sneaky suspicion that if you actually got a link back from all 30 websites for your key search term in Google, your website would probably sneak up into that top 30. And so, you know, you start there, and then you go, and then there's lots and lots of other things you can do. But to me, that's a fundamental place to start.
I'll tell you, can I share a quick story about the publishing world?
Sure.
You know, so many things are shutting down. I got a call from my publisher last week that said my publisher was laid off. It's part of a number of imprints. So the person in charge of my imprint was laid off, and my publicist. So I think authors now are much more on their own, even
that may be
usual.
True, but you know, the one thing that never goes out of style, no matter how much an economy might be depressed or whatever, and that is books.
Yeah.
Book sales will go down, no question about it, but your book sales don't have to go down. People are still hungry for inspiration, knowledge, entertainment, and so on. And books are still, dollar for dollar, one of the best values out there for your entertainment informational dollar.
Yep.
And it's true for other things, too. It's the websites, anything else you're doing. People are still hungry for what you have to offer, and your job is just to find those hungry people and feed them.
And that was inspiring. Thank you.
All right, great. And
it frustrates me when people get, you know, so caught up in, you know, okay, bad news, bad news, bad news.
Yeah.
You know, to me, the one thing, you know, and I think you're going to see a little bit of change in that, because the minute Obama took office, the media is going to start telling you some good news because they like him.
Yeah,
and so they're going to start helping to support him by publishing some of the good news that they've sort of held back on. And,
yeah, I think we'll see how the honeymoon goes. It's
yeah.
going to be interesting.
And I'm hoping it's a good honeymoon because, you know, I really would like to, you know, see everybody be happy and the economy settle down and return to where it should be.
Well,
we have a lot of good people here in the United States, a lot of good talent,
yeah.
an incredible amount of things that people have to offer, that there's no reason we should be in any kind of financial mess other than there were a few people that were really, really stupid.
Yeah, and I'm sure that that things will turn around because they always do, and I think that that our attitudes as we go forward make a huge difference. We all want to have that success, and certainly if we're looking for success, there are ways to get there.
Yeah,
thank
you.
You
just have to be open to knocking on the doors.
Yep.
The doors will open.
Exactly right. Thank you so much for being with us tonight, John. What's the best way for people to get a hold of you or your website? You want to give out your website?
Well, for book marketing information, go to bookmarket.com. If they're interested in my 10 Million Eyeballs online marketing course, go to 10millioneyeballs.com.
Great. Fantastic.
And even if you're not interested in signing up, there's about 40 inspirational stories that you shouldn't miss.
Yep, absolutely. And if you're interested in impact and how to get noticed and motivate people and how to get millions of eyeballs for your list, you can also take a look at theimpactfactor.com. If you're interested in coming to JV Alert Live, go to jvalertlive.com. It's an amazing event. John's going to be there. I'm sure that he would love to spend time with you individually, and this is a
Everybody.
Great great time to have personal one-on-one time with a master, and lots of other very, very interesting people. And so I hope that you'll come down and join us at JV Alert Live. And if you've enjoyed this conference, I know that you're going to enjoy the whole series. We're doing them again tomorrow night and the night after that. And there will be a whole series of events leading up to JV Alert Live, in which we will feature a number of the speakers from that event, and then this series will continue on even beyond that. So great free information. I hope that you've gotten your money's worth tonight, and thank you, John, for being with us.
How much money did they spend?
As far as I know, it was free, unless you were charging a tariff to get in here.
Okay, so they definitely got their money's worth.
Exactly.
And just before you hang up,
yeah.
I got into you tonight through John's website, his weekly newsletter. How do we learn the phone number and code for tomorrow night?
If you just go to the impactfactor.com/blog, there is an email notification list for this entire list, so you can get that at JV Alert. Wait, I'm sorry.
Well,
my mind's going
Ken,
20
for
different
anybody
ways.
That's listening in that came in through me, I am going to send out another email tonight to let them know how to connect with you.
Okay, great. That would be fantastic. And so definitely watch out for upcoming series, and hope to talk to everybody soon and see you in Orlando. That would be great.
Okay.
Everybody have a good night. Thank you so much.
Good night, Ken.
Yep.
Thanks a lot.